وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. إن شاء الله تعالى in the continuation of the series How to Build the Muslim Family and to Build the Muslim Home, we came now to the point that we all know now the purpose of having a Muslim home is to build a Muslim character. And we are still working on the issue of the Muslim character. One of the attributes of the Muslim character is the ethics, akhlaq, how that Muslim behave. And one of the things that maybe we need to really focus on is when we talk about Muslim home or Muslim character, there is no nationality here. There is no upbringing here. That means I should expect a certain result regardless the time or the place. If I'm going to go to Pakistan, like I go to China, that I'm going to go to Egypt, that I'm going to go to United States, in the same thing, I'm going to get the same result. The reaction of the Muslim community and from the Muslim people. Or by another word, what we need to understand that the teaching of Islam is out of the time zone and out of the place zone. So, I talked about the akhlaq, the ethics. I said it comes on one of the attributes or one of the things that we need to know about the akhlaq. Before that, I'd like to confirm also the word akhlaq. What did the word akhlaq mean? And I said there is a big difference between ethics and etiquette. Etiquette, I can go to the bookstore, buy a book about the etiquette in less than maybe a day. You know, when you are communicating with other people, when to open the door, to who, and how to eat, and how to do this, and how to do that. But that does not make a good human being out of you. That's just telling you a certain standard of behavior. But that does not tell you, that does not make anything out of you. Look at the politicians. They are excellent when it comes down to etiquette. And who making all of this corruption and all of these wars? But akhlaq, it comes from the word khalq. Akhlaq, it means creation. Some aptitude, some dimension will be developed in your character. Exactly like a tree. A certain tree coming out of a seed and grow and grow and grow till it comes to be a tree. And that's what is your life and mine is all about. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I haven't been sent but to perfect your ethics. To perfect your ethics. So all the time when we are talking about ethics, we are not talking about some event or some action you're going to do, but we are talking about intuition, we are talking about a consistent behavior, something that's going to develop on you, a tree growing inside you. And you have to keep maintaining this tree, and you have to take care of it, and you have to make it grow up healthy. And I talked about one of those trees, it's called patience. And another tree I talked about last week, or the week before, it was depending on Allah. When you depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I talked part of the character of the Muslim that depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, I want to talk about another attribute. I want to talk about another malaka, intuition. That it should grow inside you and grow about me, which is what truthfulness. You have to be truthful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O who believe, ittaqullah, have the piety and have the fear of Allah in your heart. Wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqin, and be among the sincere one, and be among the truthful one. But what is truthfulness? We have to understand so we will know what we're doing. Truthfulness means basically what? There is a consistency between what I think, what I say, and what I do. they all the same. When there is a contradiction between what I say and what I do, because nobody knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and maybe me, how what I think. But to you and to me and to others, who he is doing, what he say and what he does. If there is consistency, he is truthful. What is his intention? I don't know. But he is truthful. He promised, he fulfilled. That's the end of it. But what is the opposite of truthful? Lying. And what is lying? Lying means what? There is no consistency between what you do and what you say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, no, you cannot. And when he is addressing here, you will see that he is saying what? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Oh, who believed. That means that's what? This is a mandatory requirement for belief. Because you're going to see in the Quran, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the people and saying what? Ya ayyuha alnas. O mankind. U'budu rabbakum. Submit to your Lord. But for the one who said no, can I tell him to fast? Can I tell him to make prayer? Can I tell him to make zakah? Can I tell him to go hajj? No. What? He is not committed. But for the one who believed and committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, as long as you commit, you cannot work in the two ways. Either you are truthful or you are a liar. Because truthfulness is going to lead to what? Sidq. Sidq lead to another level. What is that level called? As-siddiqeen. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. Like what? You hear about somebody like Abu Bakr as-siddiq. How he reached that level. And maybe I'm going to address that a little bit today. So you have one of the two ways to go, but you cannot have them both. Either you are truthful or you are a liar. The truthfulness is going to lead you to what? To be a siddiq. And I hope inshallah we will be among them. The high level. And the lying going to be leading you to what? To be a hypocrite. Okay. Now, neither you or me have a choice. You know, you cannot change a player, but you can repent, you can readjust, and you can come back. But before I go any further, I want to know, what is it that's going to make me truthful? Why should I be a truthful? Listen, if you come to me and tell me, applying Islam is easy, very easy, simple, it is breathe, I'm going to say, may Allah bless you, but you are one of two. Either you are an angel in disguise, or there is some problem with the way you understand Islam. Because Islam is a discipline. When, like exactly the university. University is what? Discipline. Discipline keep all the time developing your brain. The Islam is all the time discipline developing what? Your soul. Developing your soul inside. So if it is easy, that means it is a part of your nature, may Allah bless you, but you've got a problem. So here, coming back to what I was talking about with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. I want to know what can promote me. What is it that promoting me to be with truthful men? And especially that can turn out to be expensive. And I need to also to wind out, what is the problem with lying? Sometimes we are saying what? They call it a white lie or a friendly lie. Listen, look at it any which way you want. Lie is a lie. Why it is a lie is a lie? Because it is misrepresentation to what? To the truth. Misrepresentation to the haqq, the truth. And when you are doing misrepresentation to haqq, who is the first victim to that wrongdoing? You. When you feel more strong, more comfortable, more in peace with yourself, when you say a lie or when you say the truth? When you are. And even you don't have to have an Islamic background, they are saying what? All the time, liars must have what? Good memories. Right? To remember. Who's going to keep track of that? You're the right. I'm going to end up with doing that hypocrisy. But we need to know the motive. I'm going to start with lying. Lying is one of the symptoms that it tells you got a major problem. Because why should I lie? I lie because of one of the two. Either I am anticipating a benefit out of it, or I'm trying to stop a harm that it may come out of saying the truth. That's the only way to lie. And imagine that you are lying in a court of law where your testimony will make a difference. If I am anticipating a benefit out of somebody, out of the lie, or protecting myself out of a harm, thinking by lying I am saving myself, I am already doing what? Committing a shirk. Because one of the main major attribute of believing in Allah is what? That you don't understand, but you know by your heart and your feeling, none can harm you, none can benefit you other than what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can happen to you except what Allah ordained on you. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. See how Allah building a character, and a strong character. What is it that I'm going to be afraid of? To say the truth. What is it that you can give me that Allah did not already ordain and decided that I'm going to have? You see what I'm saying? You see now what you are doing to yourself for every time you do a lie? And when you say the truth, what happened? It is not only that you are relieving yourself. Imagine yourself in a court of law and you are speaking and saying the truth, or in all aspects of your life, and you are doing the truth and you are saying the truth, testifying to the truth, you grow up strong. You develop a strong character. Why you have a strong character? Because you have a strong soul. And the strong soul, it happened, we all create, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating us all babies. How come some turn out to be strong and some to be weak? Because of those trees. Some of us destroy those trees and some of us, they keep track with them. Also, what can motivate me to say the truth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He is not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it one of the criteria of forgiveness. There are a certain criteria Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it available. And He said there are a certain criteria. Whomever will have these criteria, inshallah, Allah will forgive them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate their status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah An-Nisa, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله والرسول whomever will obey Allah and His messenger فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم. They are among the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed. من النبيين, prophets and messengers. Look at the category. والصديقين. The صديق start with صدق and end up with صديقين. والشهداء, the martyr. والصالحين, and the one who do everything to the perfection. وحسن أولئك رفيقا, and this is the best companion.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see, the sidq is not only make you strong, but the sidq, if it is aptitude, it make Allah, it is a criteria of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, and for a criteria of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tolerance to you. You and I have a whole lot of shortcoming coming. We need something strong so we can depend on and we can straighten up the rest. One of those things that to be a truthful. All, so part also of the motivation to do that, it is not that you're going to be strong, but your family will be strong. Can you imagine every member in your family saying the truth? And after that, all the community, every member saying the truth, and the country saying the truth. Show me a great country that they don't have a truthfulness. That there is a consistency between what they say and promise and what they do. They are all what? Even if we say no, they are. They come on time. They deliver on time. They do what they told. They said that they're going to do. And you deal. You like to deal with the truthful doctor, lawyer, teacher, neighbor, anyone who wanna have a deception in his life or a liar in his life. And even if you are even in a position to sign a contract between companies and between countries, who are you going to sign with? The one who's going to deliver what they say, or they're going to play games with you? The one that's going to deliver what they say. You see how truthful can go? Can go islah al-hayah. It correct the life, not only for you and for your family, but for everybody else. For everybody else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promoting to us the being truthful. Now, and not only sometimes I tell you to do something, but at the same time I don't tell you what to not to do. But in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us what to do and what to not to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, قُلْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. So now we know why the people lie. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying what? To whom it may concern. If you are lying, thinking that you're going to gain anything, you will never. To whom it may concern. If you are lying because you think that you're going to protect yourself out of a harm, it will never work. Why? Because here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the word muflihun. And muflihun, I already explained it one time before. What does the word muflihun mean? Means basically, whomever take actions, get results. Whomever take actions, get results. If you have a one single seed and you put it on the ground, you're going to get one tree. If you put 10, you get 10. If you put 20, you get 20. But you never lose. Or by another word, you are in win-win situation. You are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in win-win situation. And I said there is a difference between yuflih, prosper, and winning. Winning, it means what? Potential. You have 100 people applied for a job, only one or two going to get it. And what happened to the rest? Nothing. You're going to lose. But in this one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no. Everyone apply will win. In case of lying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying what? Do it any which way you want, you will never win. You will never win. Okay. Being truthful, very, very quickly, it has levels. And it just like I said, the trees, you don't put the seed, you go to sleep, and next day it is right up there giving fruit. No. First of all, you have to commit yourself, my tongue will not lie. I am not going to lie. And you can teach that to a child. You don't have to sit down and give him a lecture. Don't lie. Encourage the child to say the truth. Even if he did wrong. The second level, which is the intention. Why you are doing what you are doing? You are dealing with يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنُ وَمَا تَخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows you, sees you. Understand what's behind your smile, and understand what inside you, even if you don't, he does. What is your intention? That is the fight, the battle of the lifetime, and you have to keep questioning yourself every single time. Why I am doing what I am doing? Why I am saying what I am saying? Is there anything for me, in it for me, or it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. Or say, قل إن صلاتي, my prayer or my action, it is for what? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third after that, the third level of this is you have, after having the intention, you have the mean to do the things. We all, I'm not accepting, believe me, part of the problem that we're having as a Muslim ummah, we have a beautiful intentions. But when we're going to act about what our intentions are, when I have a time, and when I have a money, and when I have a resources, when I have them, I will do them. Definitely I will do them. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It never worked before, it's not going to work now, and not going to work for the future. Imagine Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, I will do it when I can. He was a father. He was a husband. He was harassed. He was punished. He was abused. If he gonna say, I will do it when I can, what would happen? None of us would be sitting here today. None. You have to understand that you have to, when you have the intention to do it, it is a part of my life. Like I look after my food, my clothing, my sheltering, my, I have to look after those too. Or by another word, I will make mean to make it. When it is hot, you go to your job. When it is cold, you go to your job. Even when you have a fever, you go to your job. What's wrong with us? To do the right thing and deliberately doing it. Not doing it at our convenience. We have to make the time and the place for it and do it. And we train ourselves and train our children. And the best way to train our children is let them observe what we are doing. And after that, the truthfulness of what you do. Please don't talk too much. Islam got spread among the people, not by philosophy and not by scholarship coming up from universities. Islam spread it around the world. By what? By actions. By merchants. When I'm dealing with you and I see you are honest, you are giving me my rights and you are taking your right, you are fulfilling everything. What motivates him to do that? Oh, that's Islam. What is that? This. Alhamdulillah. You need to know, between 13 to 17, and during the whole entire history, between 13 to 17% out of the Muslim ummah, the population, they are Arabs. The majority, they were not Arab. How Islam is spread everywhere? By action. Not by force like they are claiming. By merchant. When they went to this, like Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines, China and others, Japan, others and others and others. They did not talk much, but they did Islam. They were truthful. They did the right thing. And that is the best way of making da'wah. And I hope every and single one of us can be the ambassador, not only the da'i, but can be the ambassador of Islam by making da'wah, by being truthful. When you communicate with your neighbor, when you communicate in your job, when you any form you do, be truthful. Do only the right thing. And we all know what is the right thing to do. And don't lie. Is that easy? Never been and will never be. Can we just cover all of that by giving two rak'ahs and go home? And after going from the masjid, go back to my merry life and do whatever I do? Never be. What I'm doing, what I'm telling you, it is a development of 24/7. And to have this development done, it is not easy. You need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all need to read. And we all need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sin and all our mistakes. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering. And forgive all our shortcomings. Forgive all our ignorance. All our mistakes. All our sin. And give us a brand new start. And give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And apply him in our life. So we can live in peace and die in peace. And inshallah, in the hereafter will be in peace and among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. So now we know every and single one of us have a choice either to be truthful and end up inshallah صديقين, or you'll be a liar and end up a hypocrite. They don't work with each other. It is either or. Either you are this or that. But you cannot sometimes here and cannot sometimes there. But I am weak. I have a whole lot of things to do. Sometimes I am misinformed. Sometimes I confuse. Sometimes in the nafs al-ammaratun bisu, there is inside me evil. How am I going to handle that? How am I going to deal that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, what? وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So it is not enough for you to be truthful, but run and find out the other people that they try to be truthful and stick to them. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. There is a difference between كُونُوا مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, be truthful, and be with the truthful. There is a big difference in between. Go right back. So the first message out of this khutbah, evaluate yourself. Evaluate what you do. You have a fever, you run to the hospital. You have something eating up your belief. Take care of it. Handle it. Nobody else will do for you. You run to help when you have a fever. When we all have this fever and this problem, run. Run and have a help. And help with what? مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. With the truthful. Not with my countrymen. Not my social class. Not the people that I'm having fun with. The people that I can have entertainment with. مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. With the truthful. Why I'm going to find them? Listen, if you have a true heart, you're going to find them. That's what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. If you will find them. You know why? Because they are also looking for you. So you are not looking for them only, but they are also, each one of them got the message and he's running for you. وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believer, males and females, they are the allies of each other. Why? Making collision? I mean making a force and making power where they can go for election? No. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And why you promote good and fight evil? Because of the truth. What is the fruit of promoting good and fight evil? Truth. Truth. Good, when you promote good, you're standing up for the truth. When you fight evil, evil taking away the truth and replacing that by false. And you are taking that away. Promoting good and fighting evil is not a goal by its own self, but it is a mean that you do to get what? The goal, which is what? To be truthful. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and make us and help us to be truthful and to be among the truthful in this life and in the hereafter. And let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us mercy and show us the straight path and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply him in our life so we can live in peace and we can die in peace and in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibad Allah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تفعلون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قامت الصلاة.